Hey, do you ever look at your closet and think you have nothing to wear? Or is it just me? It's not just me, right? This is why I can't believe I didn't discover Armoire clothing rentals earlier. With an Armoire membership, I can now build the perfect wardrobe with high-quality brands that I wouldn't normally think I could afford, such as Philip Lim, Monique Lhuillier, and Marni. Doesn't it just sound fancy? To get started, all you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. And then when you're ready for new clothes, boom, swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I recently rented a pale lime green leather blazer from Alice and Olivia. You may have seen it on our Instagram stories. I am obsessed. It's so perfect. If you're like me who doesn't want to spend all that time putting together a look, but also loves looking stylish. Right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/dateable. That is armoire.style. That's spelled armoire.style/dateable to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Hi, I'm Yui Xu.
And I'm Julie Kraftchik.
We're active daters turned dating sociologists.
Here to dive into everything modern dating and relationships.
Welcome to the Dateable Podcast. Welcome back to Brunch Talk, to our favorite dateables. This is where we dive deeper into your dating questions and gain better understanding of why people do the things that they do.
Our favorite topic ever. And the question we have today, I feel like this is one that comes up often. So I was quite excited to see it hit our inbox.
And the question is, should you move to a different city or country in hopes of better dating choices?
Yes. And for more context, the person that wrote in, they said, I'm a 40-year-old male currently living in a smallish town in Northern California. I grew up in Los Angeles, but came here in college and fell in love with the town and the community. After spending 6 years in my late 20s, early 30s living back in LA, I moved here for affordability reasons and to be closer to my tight-knit friend group. Since being back, I've struggled with dating. Should I move for better dating opportunities?
Before you move to any place, grass does seem greener on the other side. People in LA always go, I need to go date in New York. And people in New York always go, New York dating sucks. I need to go dating in Chicago. The Chicago people go, I heard the Bay Area has better ratios. It's like, it's always better in a different city. And then if you go and do your due diligence and interview locals at any of those cities, they'll tell you dating sucks just as much in those cities. Can't guarantee you, but there are cities where I have swiped to the end of Bumble on purely because there's just like 3,000 people in that town. Sure, for more eligible single people, might be worth kind of looking into a bigger city or a bigger town, but I can guarantee you dating is not better anywhere else than where you are today.
It really is like city roulette. Like we always think like it'll be better somewhere else. And, you know, I feel like I remember just so many of my single friends just being like, I need to move. And then some people did move. Mm-hmm. And maybe at first there was that, you know, excitement and rejuvenation of being in a new city. And I think that did give people energy. Soon enough, the same stuff keeps unfolding.
Yes.
So I think my stance on this one is that if you feel like it will help you just grow as a person, or is there something else there for you other than just purely dating, then by all means, explore, like be in different places. Because I do think like sometimes it can get like stale being in the same place for too long. And I remember like when I moved to San Francisco from Boston, I just felt like I was in a rut. Like I was doing the same stuff every weekend. I was always with the same people. I wasn't meeting new people. It just felt like a continuous cycle. So I think for me, it was really good to get out of that and to move somewhere else and start a little fresh. That being said, like I didn't move purely for like dating. And I think to your point, like it's not like a sure thing. Like we hear of like ratios all the time, like, oh, move to Denver. It's called Menver. There's so many guys there. It's like a shoo-in. And then you hear people that live there. They're just like, no one talks to you. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Like it just never translates same fully. Shit. So again, of course, there are people that met someone wonderful in Denver. I'm not trying to shit on Denver. But I think just going purely because of stats and what you've heard it's not always the best technique.
It's not. And it's also not good for your mental health if you keep shitting on your own city thinking it could get better elsewhere. What can you do to maximize your options in your own city?
Yeah.
Is it more like get off the apps and go out there into the wild for a few weeks? Is it having your friends introduce you to friends? There's always ways to maximize your connections in any city. I truly believe that. And if you've been with us for a few years, you'll know we did an episode with this guy who really believed dating was better in New York. And he would Tinder swipe in New York while living in the Bay Area. If that happens to you, and then, Julie, you've seen this too when you were dating all around the US.
Yeah, I would like move my location when I was single. Yes. And it was during the pandemic. So yeah, you can do it.
You can try that. What you're going to see is when you're fresh meat in a new city, the algorithm favors you.
Yeah.
It's going to feel like you're getting a lot of matches and getting a lot of cool new people. That's just a product of the algorithm.
Yeah.
And after a few weeks, it's just the same as always.
I think that's really important to point out, because I was going to suggest, like, instead of making the big move, maybe you could do Airbnbs or short term or something to check out different areas. Mm. But I agree with you that there is a little disillusion when you first get there, because everything is new. It's novel. You're new. You're novel. Everyone wants to meet you on the apps. You're bumped up. Like, yeah. There's a lot of excitement. So I think it might not be realistic to be like, oh, this is life in Austin if I do a month Airbnb. But that being said, you still can get to like see the area and see, is this somewhere I could visualize myself living in? What's the vibe of the people here? Like all of that, you will still be able to see that in kind of a short-term setting also, especially if you did something like 3 to 6 months type of deal. At least that's how I would approach it if I was to do this. I wouldn't like pack up my whole life and move somewhere I'd never been before, unless of course you know pretty damn well where that relocation is for you. In today's world, especially like with a lot of, you know, virtual work and short-term living arrangements, like there's a lot of opportunity to try it out if you wanted to.
Yeah, there's no need to pick up your life to move for dating. To move for dating is just like the worst reason to move somewhere.
I agree.
Move for personal reasons, like what Julie was talking about. Sometimes you may just need a little jolt. And we've also found that if you date in your city, like you're on vacation, it helps to rejuvenate your love for that city. You know, pretend like you only have a short amount of time in your city. What would you want to explore? How would your attitude be different? And how would you bring back a newness to where you live? It's just like, if you're going to keep chasing the newness of a new city, it's never ending. No. You're never going to be happy.
And I want to go in a little more, like, how do you actually start to like take advantage of your current city when you feel like the dating pool has dried up a bit? But before we do, let's take a break to hear from our sponsors.
Confession, I have a secret about how I've been able to update my wardrobe with only high quality but affordable pieces these last few years. And now I have to let the secret out because they're sponsoring this episode. It's called Quince. Yeah, if you know, you know. Quince has premium European linen dresses, gorgeous washable silk tops, luxurious cashmere. And the best part, they're priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories. So no more middleman, and that's why it costs less to you. I know Julie got herself some nice cashmere pieces, and at only $50 a sweater, come on. And I recently ventured into home goods. I got myself some premium cotton percale sheets. Ultra cooling and just feels like a 5-star hotel every night, and it's so perfect for the upcoming hot months. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/dateable for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/dateable to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/dateable. Living with ADHD can be a challenge, and dating with ADHD is definitely a challenge, we've heard many of you say. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD. Unlock your path to better focus with Done. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support and pharmacy copays as low as $0. And because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, you can get 50% off your first consultation. That's just $99. Visit get.donefirst.com/podcast before the end of the month to take advantage of this deal. That's get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn ADHD into strength.
If you love Dateable, we have a podcast you have to check out. Seeing Other People was created to help you feel less alone and more empowered by your dating life. Hosted by your soon-to-be favorite internet big sis, Alana Dunn, an early Hinge employee, modern dater, and now a fiance, is here to guide you through whatever you're going through. And she covers the gamut of topics, from anti-dating rules, how she went from being an anxious dater to in a secure, healthy relationship, and navigating dating burnout. On Tuesdays, Alana brings on expert guests like dating coaches, matchmakers, psychologists, and more. And on Thursdays, Alana is joined by anonymous real-life daters who bear it all and open up about what they faced in their love lives and what they wish they knew going through it. Seeing Other People will help you change your dating mindset, develop healthy dating habits, and make you feel like you actually can find what you're looking for. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and tune in every Tuesday and Thursday. So what was interesting that this listener also wrote in, it also talked about that they did have a bunch of relationships in this city. So it wasn't like there were no prospects and they just didn't work out. Mm. But he has a feeling like the dating pool has dried up. Mm-hmm. I personally feel like even in a very large city, you can have that mentality if that's what you choose to believe.
Yeah.
But I think like especially you can really get into like your own world a bit wherever you are. Like I just think about like in college, for instance, I went to like a major university, 50,000 people in each like class, like a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But then like I ran into someone actually recently that went to my college, same year as me. No idea. We had never crossed paths before, mm-hmm. but we were there at the same time. You get sucked into like your little group and like your world and the people in your radar and network when there are like tons of people walking around every day that could be good fits for you. So I think it is kind of like a misnomer that even in a small city, I think people have this mentality, even in the largest cities like New York.
You have no idea. There could be someone living down the street from you who's wonderful. Your paths just haven't crossed. It's interesting we have this scarcity mindset, thinking we've seen everybody, all the eligible people who are out there. But when you think about it, the dating pool's constantly changing.
Yeah.
People are constantly in and out, especially you being in your 40s, mister. There are a lot of people coming back into the dating pool in our early 40s. So there's constant change if you are open to seeing that.
Yeah.
And I think this is more of a mentality shift versus a location geographical shift.
So I do want to talk about, because there are a few instances I can think of that actually would make sense to change locations. Hmm. Like, for example, let's say that you are in the LGBTQ plus community and you are living somewhere where there are very few prospects or very little acceptance of who you are and who you want to date. I think that could actually warrant a change. Or if you're living somewhere that has totally different political beliefs and you feel like you're just not on the same wavelength as anyone you're interacting with. Again, not saying everyone's like that, but that's something I think like I maybe don't think about as much because the environments I've always been in haven't felt that way for me because I'm also a straight mm-hmm. hetero dater, right? And a woman. So I'm curious like if you have other thoughts of other instances that like it could actually make sense to relocate.
But even in those examples, it's a values misalignment.
Yeah.
If you're queer and you live in a place where culturally is unacceptable to be queer, it's not just for dating reasons. Like, why are you there?
Right.
In general.
Right. That's a good point.
Right. That doesn't sound like it's a great living situation for you. Same with politics. If you're living in a place that most people have opposing political views as you,
yeah.
Why are you there? It's not even about dating at this point. Are you even making friends?
Right.
So still, it goes back to, I can't really think of any real reasons unless, Like I said, if you live in a town with 200 people and you've legitimately met all 200 people and their moms, it's like you have nowhere else to go in that town. It's better to expand. But it doesn't sound like you live in a place that has so few people to choose from.
What about if you live somewhere like suburban? Let's say like you were married, but now you're back on the single scene. And I'm just thinking about like where my brother lives, like in Westchester in New York.
Yeah.
Like it's just not very conducive to like going out and meeting people. But that being said, maybe it is. Like, I don't really know. Like maybe there are local places that people go to. Do you have any thoughts? I guess you lived in Connecticut for a while.
So funny. When I lived in Connecticut, my friend lived in Westchester and she did find her husband there. So
okay. So point taken.
Worked for her. Yes. She loved going out in Westchester. Yeah, I think that example is a great example of changing up your scenery, not just for dating, but yeah, you lived in this place where you were married and known as a married couple. Don't you want to change up the vibe?
Yeah.
Not for dating reasons, just like vibe in general would be a good reason to move. I feel like every city has some fun and uniqueness to it. I used to shit on Walnut Creek in the Bay Area all the time in the East Bay. And then I was introduced to downtown Walnut Creek.
It's
and
I'm cute.
Like, it's super cute and super fun. And I can see people hanging out there and having a great time meeting up with each other and dating each other. Every city has a little cuteness to it.
Yeah. And that's the other thing too, is there's also where you live and then surrounding areas. Like, I don't know how far this person is from LA, but maybe you can expand out a little if you feel like your town is like a little on the smaller side. What we're gathering from this whole thing is like, if you feel compelled to move for reasons outside of just dating, whether it's like you just feel like you need that newness or you feel like you'd be better aligned with people, by all means, go do it. But if it's purely to move to like somewhere else that's not that different than where you live and to leave all of your friends and family and job behind potentially just to pursue dating, it feels like that's a lot of pressure on dating, in my opinion.
Yes, that is so much pressure on dating if you're there for no other reason, right? I think people can feel that. Like, can you imagine going on a first date and someone asking you, oh, what brought you to this city?
Right.
Purely here to date. You know, like, I'm here for the better dating. I hear the dating here is phenomenal. It's not a really great vibe either. I don't believe in dropping anything for dating or sacrificing anything purely for dating. Do you?
I feel like that's another whole episode that we need to get into, because I think there's actually a lot of meat there, because I tend to go on your camp on that, but I've been proven wrong by other situations in my life. So I do want to save that topic and go in more.
Oh,
plus, we got to keep everyone a little hungry for, you know, what's next.
Yes. Love it. Love that theme. Basically, don't move unless if you want to do it for personal reasons, right? That's what it is. Send in your brunch talk questions to us. You can email us hello@datablepodcast.com. You can DM us on Instagram @datablepodcast is the handle, or better yet, give us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. Once you put it in the body of the review, like this person did, we will bump it up to the top of the list and we'll answer it as fast as we possibly can.
Or if you have moved for love or for dating, please
we want to
write in and tell us, you know, send us that email, because again, this is our perspective. The whole point of Brunch Talk is just to get the conversation going. We would love to hear an alternate view of why it worked to move for dating.
Yes.
And maybe we'll feature you on the podcast or at least read your story.
Yes.
Well, until then, we'll see you next week.
Bye. The Dateable Podcast is part of the Frolic Media Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram @datablepodcast and visit datablepodcast.com for access to all the episodes and our premium programs. Also, make sure to subscribe today if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform, so you are the first to get all the latest episodes. And most importantly, stay dateable.